Human, you're home. Good, good, good. Hurry up. Get settled in. I've got something to show you. Yes, yes, over here. Now, please sit down right here, human. Make yourself all comfy. Now, I will begin. Human, we have been fucking for a long time now, huh? Dating? Is that what humans call it? Anyways, we have been fucking, or dating, for a long time now. And over the course of our relationship, I have noticed two large problems that we keep encountering. Today, I have prepared a presentation to propose a solution to these problems. Just gotta wait for the screen. And then... there. Welcome to my presentation on why you should use your goblin girlfriend as your personal free-use fanny pack. Huh? Please save all questions until the end of the presentation, human. Now, for the first slide and the first problem. Problem number one that is plaguing our relationship. My legs are very short, and your legs are very long. Hey! Don't laugh at me! You might not have noticed throughout our relationship, but goblins are small compared to humans. So, every time we go anywhere, I have to run to keep up with your walking pace. It's really exhausting. I want to have a nice trip with my partner, but I've got to run a marathon while you're just taking a stroll. Sometimes, I'm even too exhausted for sex at the end of the day. Which brings me to the next problem that is plaguing our relationship. I am super horny. As you can see by this graph, right here, goblin girls exist at a maximum horniness at all times, and I am no exception. Therefore, my optimal lifestyle would be to bounce on your cock 24/7. However, humans, unfortunately, have limitations in this area, such as the need for sleep. Therefore, it is important that we don't introduce any additional obstacles to sex, such as an exhausted goblin girlfriend. Surely you can see how these issues compound on each other. However, I do have a solution that not only solves both problems at the same time, but even increases the amount of time I spend skewered on your cock each day. Fanny packing. Now, how it works is you put me on your chest, then you tie my arms and legs behind your back with a rope. That way, you can wear me like a fanny pack. Then, you can take your cock out and have it shoved in my pussy at all times. You can fuck me while you go anywhere with no extra effort, just the movements of walking. Now, there are a number of benefits to fanny packing. It has 100% sex uptime, it eliminates exhaustion in your goblin girlfriend, and you'll be the talk of the town with your trendy new accessory. Meanwhile, no downsides. Turn your goblin girlfriend into your fanny pack fuckhole today. So, what do you think? Do you like my idea? Huh? You don't know. But it's such a good idea. I even made a slideshow presentation. Did you see the presentation? I had to learn how to use Google Slides to make that. Do you know how many poorly edited YouGoob videos with no narration and shitty rock music I had to watch? Come on, human. Well, at least give it a try for your goblin girl. A trial run? Okay, yeah, we could do a trial run. On your treadmill? Oh, but it's less fun if the entire town can't see me bouncing on your cock. No, I'll take it. We can try it out on the treadmill. At least then we both get to see what it's like. Do you want to do it now? Well, yeah, I know you just got home and you haven't eaten yet, but you also just got home and haven't fucked your goblin girlfriend yet. Now, which of those two is more important, Yes! Okay. Then I have a present for you. Just let me go get it. Hurry, horny. Okay, human, here it is. Ta-da! It's your own harness for fanny packing me in. Did you know that they sell these at Gobmart? Truly a one-stop shop for everything a goblin girl could ever need. Now go on. Put it on. And then put me on. No, I know it looks kind of complicated, but it's actually very simple. See, you just put your arms through these straps, and they rest on your shoulders like a backpack. And then you tie this part behind your waist. No, I don't know how you're supposed to tie a knot behind you. Look, I'll get it. Just let me... Here we go. Well, the only knot I know is a double gob hitch, so that's what you're getting, okay? All right, now it's time for me. You just lift me up and slide me into this big loop here so it sits around my stomach. Now we've got four smaller loops, one for each limb. So let me just get my arms and legs in. Okay, now just tighten them up so I'm nice and snug. And we're good to go. Well, not quite, actually. We're missing the key ingredient. First, you have to take out that cock and shove it in me. Well, come on, take it out. Take out your delicious cock. Oh, I'm so excited. And horny. Oh, I can see it down there. From this angle, it almost looks like I'm the one with the huge, tasty cock. Well, hurry up and shove it in. Don't keep your goblin girlfriend waiting. Huh? What do you mean that's exactly what you're gonna do? Come on, that's so mean. I want it inside of me. It's so close to my pussy. It's so close. Fine. If you won't stick it in, I'll do it myself. Okay. I am beginning to see a single, small, tiny little flaw in my brilliant plan. I can't really move like this. I can't reach your cock myself. All I can do is just squirm here all horny-like. For all my horny rage, I'm still just a goblin in a cage. Hey, don't laugh at me. It makes me embarrassed. And being embarrassed just makes me hornier. I don't know if I can take being any hornier when I still don't have a cock and... Oh, that's what I've been waiting for. Fuck. Now, just walk over to the treadmill. I can feel every step you take. Oh, I wasn't expecting it to be this noticeable. I might even come before you even get on the treadmill. Oh, I can't imagine what it'll be like when you start jogging. Fuck. Fuck. I can feel it so much more than I thought. Even though you're at a slow jog, every step feels like your dick is jabbing into my pussy. No, 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 no. I don't want you to slow down. No. Oh, this is great. In fact, I want you to speed up. Oh, fuck. Fuck. It's so intense. Oh, this must be what it's like to get fucked by a jackhammer. A bad thing. Hell no. Every goblin girl dreams about those sexy machines of pussy demolition. This is fucking incredible. How are you holding up? A tight goblin pussy bouncing this violently on your dick. Oh, that definitely can't make it easy to concentrate on jogging. I'm surprised you can keep this up. I'm so glad that you can. Because I never want this to stop. This is so good. It's so good. The only thing I can imagine making this better is fuck. Human, slow down. No, nothing's wrong. I just bounced all the way off your cock. When it came back down, it went in my ass. I went all the way in, right up to the base. No, I don't want you to stop. No, I just slow down. I have never had anything in my ass before. And now your massive cock is plunging deep into me. Oh, my tight ass, every rough step. Are you sure this is a treadmill? Because it feels like you're parkouring up a mountain with a bear chasing you. I'm bouncing up and down with your cock in my ass while you run. It's so freaking hot. Oh, that's right, human. That's right. I'm your free use panty pack, remember? I just exist to bounce on your cock 24/7. It doesn't matter which hole. Use all of them. Use them all. Yes. Oh, fuck. Fuck yes, run harder, harder. Bounce my virgin ass on your cock. Force your dick in as deep as it can go. Yes, I fucking love it. Fuck. Fuck yes, run harder. Yeah, bounce my virgin ass on your cock. Fuck your dick in as deep as it can go. I fucking love it. This is what I was made for. This is why goblins are so small and horny. So we can be free use fuckholes for our partners anywhere, any time, in any hole. Fuck. Fuck. Pound my ass so hard that I can never walk again. Yeah, I shouldn't need to after all. I should just exist as your fanny pack for the rest of my life. Just an object for you to carry around and fuck all day. When your human dick needs to rest, you can just flip the harness around and wear me like a backpack. I'll just dangle there, holes dripping with cum, limbs limp by my sights, fading in and out of consciousness from the constant fucking. But still insatiably horny and eager for the next one. That is what goblins were meant to be. Oh, fuck. Human. Human, I can't hold it in anymore. I'm gonna come from having my virgin ass destroyed. Don't stop running. Don't stop. Run harder. Even rougher. I need this. Fuck, fuck, fuck. What? Am I okay? Oh, human, I am so much better than okay. That was incredible. That was the closest a goblin girl has ever come to Nirvana. No. Don't take the harness off. Just leave me hanging here with my ass skewered on your dick. I wouldn't want to be anywhere else. You know, when we're out on the town, we can't just turn the treadmill off when we finish. We'd still have to go on with our day. Or at least walk back home with me still impaled on your cock. Oh, no matter how sore my holes are from a full day of bouncing so roughly on it. That'll be wonderful. Maybe next you could turn me upside down and I can deep throat your cock while you run. Feel your cock force its way deep into my tight throat with every step. While all the blood rushes to my head. We can see what I pass out from first. The blood rush from hanging upside down or the lack of oxygen from choking on your cock. And then you'll just keep running and running. Oh, with my unconscious body bouncing throat first on your cock. Now that's the dream. That would make me so wet, I'd probably squirt straight into your face. Oh, I'd be at the perfect angle, too. I bet you didn't know that your goblin fanny pack came with a windshield washing feature. So, how did you like it? Was the trial run a success? Really? You liked it? Hell yes! Does that mean we can do it in public next time? Well, of course I would be embarrassed to be skewered on your cock in public. Who wouldn't? But you know how being humiliated just makes me hornier. It'll be even better than doing it here. But look, if you're really that unsure about it, maybe we could ease into it with another trial run. We can do the next one in the middle of the night when no one will be around to see it. No promises I won't wake the neighborhood up screaming in horny ecstasy, though. Really? Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, human. Oh, I could come on your cock again just thinking about how hot that's gonna be. Damn. If I ever do decide to come down from your cock again, I gotta buy Gabriella a drink. She was right. Slideshows really do improve your sex life.